This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we have my wife, Lana, standing by on the hotline. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. Kennedy is out this morning. And I think it was maybe 2-3 weeks ago, we were talking about what your kid's name would be if it was named after the place you found out you were expecting.
Yep.
And Parrot's name would be Mix 104.1. Because I was here when I found out that we were expecting. And then Lana shared with us that I actually wasn't the first person that she talked to. And that was mind-blowing to me. Like, who do you call before you call your husband to tell him that you're expecting?
Well, she had somebody in mind, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it wasn't me. I mean, it's like a seminal moment in our life. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your husband is feeling some type of way.
I mean, after 14 years.
Well, I didn't know it until I didn't know it until a couple of weeks ago.
He's had a long time to let this marinate.
No, I didn't know.
I thought you knew it.
No, you never shared that with me. So tell.
Oh yeah, I thought I had.
Yeah, you thought you had.
I don't think it's that big.
I don't know you think that now.
I mean, I shared it with my sister first, but I've known her longer.
That's just data. That's facts.
I mean, I can't describe it. Like, it's a weird sort of feeling. Like, you don't know what to do.
Were you in just disbelief that you were?
Yes.
And you wanted to just, like.
1,000%, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I mean, you don't remember my mom and my sister, and I don't mean this in a mean sort of way, anything against Barrett, but, like, they didn't know. I cried for, like, a month, you know? I was, like, didn't know what to do with myself because I was in disbelief. Not that I wasn't happy, but it was like I was kind of in shock.
I think we had resigned.
Like one of those things we said if it happened, it happened, and I was having a hard time. And
right.
then my mom was like, "Well, you said if it happened, it happened. Well, it happened, you know."
Yeah, I don't. We've never talked about this on the show before, but the chances of me having children were very minimal. In fact, I went and had to get checked out at a doctor in my previous marriage because we were trying to get pregnant, and the doctor said there's only a 10% chance you're ever going to have kids.
Yeah, but then you had twins, so.
And then we had twins, which is wild. And
which
so,
twins run in my family, and
right.
Yes, I thought I might not even have one ever, much less two, so
yes.
Yeah, I was in a little bit of shock.
So that was something I had to tell Lana when we first started dating. I was like, hey, I might not be able to, I know I have twins, so it might sound dumb for me to say this, but the doctor said that was like a miracle pregnancy.
Right.
And I'll probably never have another kid. So I just want you to know that going
And then in. And then in combination with some of my issues that I had, like,
yep.
The chances were like, we might not, you know, but guess what? Today, here's Mix 104.1 Barrett. So.
And did you call your sister to tell her the news?
Yes, yes. Yes, I was like,
because Carson got shot a text message.
No, she did call me. She did call me. She called me. Did you like call?
Here's a picture of the stick.
Did you call her and you were like, how do I, am I reading this properly? Can I text you?
Yes, I did. And I, because it was such a faint line, it wasn't one of those now that they have pregnant, not pregnant. It was too, you know, if there's a line there, it's kind of like the COVID,
test. You didn't know if you were COVID positive
or not. And my sister goes, it does not matter if it's faint or not. That means yes. And I was like, really?
Were you trying to talk yourself out of the science?
Yes, yes. I mean, I went and had a blood test done because it was really before time. It was so early. And I took like 6 pregnancy tests, all with like faint lines. And I was like, no, this can't be. And I went up to the MGH the here in Charlestown, and I was like, I want a blood test. Because it was before I was really supposed to, you're supposed to know.
Right.
And they were like, yes, we can confirm all 90 of your pregnancy tests are correct.
You see the text?
Somebody just texted in, sisters before misters, Carson.
Well, sorry, Carson.
That's all right.
Sorry.
All right.
It's been eating his lunch for 2 weeks.
I know.
In the grand scheme of things, did it really matter? See, you never even knew. It probably wouldn't have, if you never found out, then.
No.
I wouldn't have to get called out on the radio.
It was a little weird to get a phone call, though. I figured you would have waited till I got home to, like, tell me in person. But, you know, because.
I mean, have you met me?
Yeah.
I can't hold something like that.
That's true. You cannot. Like, I would have figured you would have held on to it, and there would have been a moment where, you know, where we hug. And
like all these people that do these TikToks and videos.
Are you sitting down? You know?
Oh my gosh. No.
Atlanta texted me a pic of the pregnancy test.
No, I did not.
All right. I love you, babe.
I'm not the only one. I love you, too.
All right. Bye.
She is not the only one.
All right.
That's what we want to talk to.
Yeah. 617-655-1234. Who did you call before you called your, you know, whoever it was, the father of the child? Who did you call first?
My favorite is this text. Someone said, I told daycare before I told my husband, because you got to get on that waiting list.
All right. 617-655-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.